Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
You don't necessarily say anything in air. You just get us with these opens and make us look like fools most of the time.
Yes, I make you look like fools.
And Chris Ello.
You're okay. Let me
$50.
No. See, this is why I asked the question the way I did. This is why I asked the way I did. Okay.
I was gonna say $2 million.
Okay.
I was.
All right. Thank you.
There.
Thank you.
You got it.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
And away we go with the happy hour. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 6:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. So very quickly, I got on third base last night in our softball game, and somebody said, "Hey, Mr. Ello." I love being called Mr. Ello. But, you know, I'll take it. Hey, Mr. Ello, you need to hustle a little bit. And I said, that was me hustling. I just don't go very fast. And then the young man said, "Hey, where's Patrick Reed?"
And they're like, "He's in Augusta, Georgia."
And I said, "No, he's not. He's in the other dugout, and he's arriving, and he'll be getting in the game shortly." So it's good to know that we got people listening, and everybody kind of likes the Patrick Reed comparison, Scraby. I know you don't like it, but... it is what it is.
I mean, he's not a very attractive man. So,
well, you
got
are.
His hand up. I don't know why. What's up, Tony?
Tony, question?
I do got. It's not really a question. It's more of a statement. I don't know if you guys were listening to the game yesterday, but
I was. Yes.
At some point during the game, I don't know if you heard Jesse. He mentioned that during the A's Dodger game, the umpires had confiscated a ball that Trevor Bauer was using.
Oh.
Remember? Do you remember the memo that went out in March saying they would be?
Yes, I do.
Going harder. So apparently yesterday the umpire in Bauer's start against the Oakland Athletics on Thursday collected multiple balls he threw during the game, according to Major League sources. The ball had visible markings and were sticky and were sent to the league office for further inspection, the source said.
Oh, yet hang even, him up, right, Scribby?
Yet even right. If the balls, and this is a report from Ken Rosenthal, it said, yet even if the balls Bowers threw are found to have contained foreign substance, it remains to be seen whether the league can prove he was responsible for their application or whether any punishment imposed by Commissioner Rob Manfred would stand. According to the league's memo March 23rd, which was sent to MLB Vice President of on-field operations Michael Hill, who, by the way, got that suspension wrong the other day.
The Castellanos one.
Mm-hmm. That the commissioner's office will review StatCast data this season to analyze changes in spin rates of pitchers suspected of using foreign substances and compare those spin rates to pitchers' career norms. However, sources said the scrutiny of Bauer on Wednesday arose not from spin rate analysis, but balls being brought to the umpire's attention. So Oakland A's were all over this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be very interesting because if anybody is at fault for putting the Major League Baseball on notice about this. You know who it is?
Trevor Bauer.
It's actually Trevor Bauer. He's the one who brought it up a couple years back. I think he talked about doing an experiment where he was going to have a sticky substance one inning and not have it the next, and to see how his spin rate differences was. I believe he posted it.
He did.
And it was a clear difference in spin rate. So he kind of snitched on himself.
Just kind of his deal.
That's what kooks do.
And why are the A's seem to be the team that outs all these people? Wasn't the...
Well, the one guy happened to be on their team that outed.
Was it Mike Fiers?
I think it was Mike Fiers.
Yeah.
He outed him after being on the Astros when he got to Oakland. But I think a lot of teams are going to be paying attention. Plus, now Bauer plays for the Dodgers. It's not as though the Dodgers have made a whole lot of friends beating up on people over the last 8 years. So there's going to be multiple teams looking in on this all season long, I'm betting.
Just wanted to get that out there.
It was a Trevor Bauer
story. I'm glad
you
did, because Scraby is a big Trevor Bauer fan. He likes to hear all the latest on Trevor Bauer.
I think he's annoying, but I like his antics sometimes.
All right, I like it when you lose Chris's fantabulous sports game show. Let's see if you can turn that around right now.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it... Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. And thank you, Mr. Scraby. All right, we have 13 correct answers on today's Fantabulous Game Show.
By the way, your guy, Justin Rose, called his 65 decent.
Decent.
Okay, Justin.
Even worse now.
All right, Justin, keep it up.
Giving Scraby more ammunition.
You know, I haven't seen Augusta with those greens looking so dry before. I love it. Love it. Nothing to do with anything, but love it.
Nothing to do with anything.
All right, 13 categories.
No, one category. 13 correct answers. There are a couple of multiple point answers today.
Oh, the weighted answers.
So if you get one of those guys, you'll get extra points. Total of 19 points in all. First guy to 10 wins or three strikes and you're out. Today's category, Major League Baseball players in history who have had a 55 home run season or better.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Major League Baseball players in history who have hit more than 55 home runs in a season.
Okay.
Gosh dang. Scrape, you want to go first or second? I'll give you the choice of whether you want to take the first crack or you want Tony to go first.
I'm going to go first on this one. I'm just going to get it out of the way.
Who do you got?
I got my guy, Barry Bonds.
1 point for Scraby. 73, that is the record until further notice. Scraby's on the board with a point. Tony, your turn. Major League ball players with 55 or more home runs in a season.
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire will get you 3 points. You did it three times.
Wait, 70, 65, and 50.
Did I not say that, Tony?
I think you said that.
I said there were guys with multiple answers.
I asked twice, by the way.
All right.
There's another guy with three. Maybe you'll get him. Your turn, Scraby.
See, I don't know how. I know guys who had large home run totals, but I don't know multiple seasons. Off the top of my head, yeah, it does. And for this category, it's the worst thing ever. I think you said one more guy has done it. Done three times. I guess Sammy Sosa?
You nailed it.
Oh!
Way to go. He's hit 60, actually, three times. 66,
wow.
64, and 63.
I take it back. I'm not complaining anymore.
It's a three-pointer for you, Scraby. There are two guys left with two, and everybody else did it once. And the score is 4-3 in favor of Scraby, trying to pull off the upset. Tony Gwynn Jr., name somebody who hit over 55 home runs in a season.
The biggest dude with the fastest legs in history, Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth. That's worth 2 points. He did it twice. He had a 60 and a 59. All right, so there's only one guy left now that would get you 2 points. Everybody else will get you 1 point.
Are there any active players on the
list?
There's
one active player on the list. And it's your turn, Scraby.
I scream out I know, and then I'm...
You have no idea.
Because this guy did it so consistently, but I don't know he did it... Ah, man. 55 home runs, you say?
Yes, sir.
Number hasn't changed.
Give me a second to roll through my Rolodex.
Let's go.
I kind of like the fact that there's no time limit here.
Because I do.
The anguish is fun.
The anguish is fun. I'm just going to go with Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols.
Yeah, I knew. I knew.
Give yourself a buzzer.
I knew it. I knew he hasn't done 55.
I don't even think Pujols has done 50.
Yeah, I knew it.
So Tony's ahead 5-4, and he's probably going to just increase his lead right here.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, we're going to go with the lefty out of Seattle / Cincinnati.
No, my favorite guy ever.
Ken Griffey Jr.
God, that's two more points for Tony Gwynn Jr. He nails the guy who had
that was
two.
Stupid of me. I love Ken Griffey Jr.
He did it.
I don't know.
He did it
you don't
twice.
Love him that much.
He twice hit 56 home runs. So the score is now Tony 7, Scraby 4.
The fact that he hasn't said his good friend and best friend, basically, Prince Fielder, shows me that Prince has never hit more than 55.
There are 8 correct answers left. Scraby, your turn. You're down 7-4. You need. There's still an active player who's hit over 55. One more guy that's hit 60.
What about Nelson Cruz?
Nelson Cruz.
Boomstick.
That'll give you a buzzer.
It's like the hottest hitter on the planet.
Yeah, not 55, though. 55 is a pretty rarefied air. All right, Tony, looks like you're headed for another victory
I know the active player.
Yep.
Well, Tony can take him off the board if he wants to. Go ahead, Tony.
I'm going to go ahead and take him off the board. Giancarlo Stanton.
He hit like 60-something that year at the Marlins.
59.
Yeah,
he
hit 59, but 60's close.
It is now 8-4. Scraby, I think your chances of winning right now are slim to none, and Slim just went home. You have 2 strikes, first of all, and you need 6 more points without Tony scoring.
Can I get a hint?
Sure. The guy with over 60 held the record for years and years and years and years and years. His hair fell out, and they did movies about him. And
Roger Maris.
Hey! Congratulations.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Chris did have to give me a hint.
Because I'm about to... I could dig into the archives, but, you know, I'm going to stay pretty current on this one.
Stay current and wrap it up? Oh,
yeah,
no, it's
I'm
not
go...
wrapped up. It's only 8-5, so the most you can get
well,
is
he's
going to
get a buzzer the next one, so it's wrapped up.
What?
I'm going to go with a former teammate of mine, Ryan Howard.
God, Tony is so good at these games.
Well, you know what? When he
Why
plays
is he
with the
so
guys,
good?
I wish I would have played with Ryan Howard. It would have come to mind too.
58 home runs. That's correct. Tony leads 9-5. There are 5 correct answers left. Guess what, Scraby? You need to get all 5 and have Tony get none of them.
He has no shot.
He has no shot because 3 of these guys are from the Dark Ages.
The Dark Ages,
the
great.
The two guys that aren't from the Dark Ages, I think one of them you could potentially get. He's still very popular in pop culture. The other guy, though, has kind of disappeared from the planet entirely, although he played fairly recently. The other 3 guys are old timers, so I don't
see
much.
I mean, how old time are
it.
We talking?
Like in the
old hoes old time?
No, like, but older than me, old time.
That's not
like I didn't see them play.
Wow, that is old.
Nor did my dad.
All right, let me think.
Nor did
you didn't see them play.
How about guy who's very popular in pop culture right now?
I don't know. Right now?
Oh, my God. I can't tune on the TV without seeing him.
Really? TV without seeing him?
Hit 57 home runs once.
Man, Jose Canseco?
Yeah, Jose. Let's go with
Try
Jose.
That one.
Okay, Jose Canseco. I'm trying to think of who's in pop culture right
How about A-Rod guy?
A-Rod. That's the guy I was trying to get you.
Should have just said J-Lo.
Oh,
no,
okay. That
you wanted to give you the answer, basically?
I could have just said A-Rod.
Right? Give me that. Okay, I lost, of course, again. This is why I hate this game. I'm so over this game.
The bad news, Tony, is he seriously, when I told him we were going to play today, did everything he possibly could to make sure we didn't play.
I drafted at least seven techs.
He absolutely refuses to play this game anymore because he's tired of losing.
I'm terrible at it.
Why? Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to come up. I'll come up with another golf category, but you lost the last golf category, too.
we've done everything we possibly can to help him win. We've gone golf. We've gone football.
I'm going to try ping pong next time.
Sorry, Scrape.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I want to try to guess these old timers. Can you give me the team?
There are four guys left. Well, first I want to see how many Tony can get. He's pretty good at just getting them without clues. Do you want to take any guess at the other four, Tony?
I know one of them is Jimmy Fox.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say him.
I'm drawing a blank after that one.
One guy played for the Detroit Tigers back in the 40s and 50s. He had a big 58 home run season. One guy is still the single season RBI leader with 191.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, isn't that Hank Greenberg?
Hank Greenberg's the guy from the Tigers. And he's correct. The other guy is from the Cubs with 191 RBIs and 56 home runs.
Is that
you're not gonna get it? Don't bother.
The goat that was beheaded on their
doorstep. Not the goat that was beheaded. That's Hack Wilson.
You know who we didn't guess that got 50, if I'm not mistaken? Greg. Didn't Luis Gonzalez get 50?
That's 50? The last guy.
57?
That's the last guy on the list. Luis Gonzalez.
That is random.
That is kind of random.
That is super random.
All right, Tony wins 11-5, and he gets to celebrate.
I'm not even going to sauce on you today, man. I'm going to take a day off on sauce. It's been a lot.
Tony just doesn't want to get up off the couch.
That's no, we're just trying to.
You know me too well.
We're trying to keep you in the game. Because, I mean, I don't know that you're ever going to play again.
See,
you're going to take your ball and go home.
These weighted answers are what gets
you. Oh, you got just as many as he did. You got the three-pointer, and he got a three-pointer.
I have no more excuses left built in. I have no more. I can't think of any more. Other than the fact that I'm terrible at this game.
You are. Well, you can take solace in this fact.
What?
You're only partly terrible at softball.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And we will explain to everybody why that is when we come back as the Gwen and Chris Happy Hour continues on 97.3 The Fan after a quick check of traffic. Welcome back, Gwen and Chris. Matt Scraby. Licking his wounds.
After another that again.
Tough defeat in Sports Fantabulous Game Show. Justin Rose does have the lead in the Masters at 7-under par. 4-shot lead. Patrick Reed is another shot back at 2-under. Jordan Spieth finished out okay, Scraby, -1.
He did.
Xander Schauffele's on the leader, not on the leaderboard necessarily, but is at even par. So he's on the right side of things. Brooks Koepka +2. Dustin Johnson +2. Phil Mickelson +3. Rory McIlroy +4. Bryson DeChambeau +4.
Funny story about Rory McIlroy from earlier today.
Oh, yes.
I think it was the seventh hole, and he was in the trees, so he needed
Scraby wanted to tell this story because he's worried that you and I will say the word fans, and the Masters will get mad.
It's the patrons. They'll never allow us to talk about them again.
I think the Masters will be okay. They'll get over it.
So Rory was on 7, and he was behind the trees on the left side of the hole. He needed to hit a nice hook around the corner. And Rory can do that. He's good at shaping the ball. Well,
shaping the ball.
That's what they call it. They shape the ball left and right.
He's obviously not that good at shaping the ball because on this particular occasion, he hit a fan.
A patron. So he hits the ball, and it bounces off of a patron. It actually saves him because he could have been bouncing into the trees, but it bounced back into play. Turns out, he hit his dad, who was standing there on the hole. His dad said in a joke that he wanted to ask him, he said, I should have asked him for an autograph, but I thought that was hilarious that he hit his dad with a golf ball on the golf course.
I mean, what are the chances?
What are the chances of that?
Yeah. How many foul balls did you catch off the bat of your dad, Tony Gwynn Jr.?
Not one.
Exactly.
Not a one.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great way of putting it.
And that's 19 years of going to games.
Yeah. I mean, well, the odds
I guess I can't say 19.
Gallery is pretty.
Because at least the first 6 years, I probably wouldn't have couldn't catch a ball that hit in the stand, so I guess minus that time.
Yeah,
but still,
that's pretty once in a lifetime deal. Was his dad okay? I mean, nobody seems to care about that.
No, it wasn't off his head.
Everybody's telling the story, you know. Ah, he hit his dad. Ah, no, his dad's fine.
It is hilarious. It is hilarious, but no, his dad's fine. He didn't take it to the head. I think he took it to like the arm or the leg
or something. All right.
I was actually at the U.S. Open in San Francisco when they were at the Olympic Club. I think like maybe 5-6 years ago, and the dude next to me got hit with a golf ball, and I'm sorry. What?
just the picture of like it just randomly coming in.
No, it well because you watch on the tee and they have these guys that like wave the little flag things like, okay, he's straight down or he's left or he's right. So we would watch for that, and someone in the crowd would yell, "It's coming right at us," and then we would all scatter. But this dude took it right to the forehead. Right to the forehead. And
did it make like the hollow like
oh, yeah. That's what I was just about to say. I will never forget the sound that it made hitting his skull.
Oh, that's not funny, but it is funny.
It is funny because he was fine and everything, and then the golfer, I can't remember
what
it was.
It's not funny. He must have had a welt the size of a golf ball.
That's what you get for being at a golf tournament.
The noise would be something that I would have to resist.
Yeah. And what good does the guy waving the flag do anyway? Well, I mean, so he waves the flag. The ball's headed in our direction. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go?
Well, we all try to scatter, but...
Scatter?
Yeah. My uncle...
You might scatter right into the ball.
I hope my uncle's not listening right now because he gets so mad when I bring this up. But the ball was coming towards us, and he pushed my aunt in the way.
Every man or woman for themselves.
No, seriously, he pushed her.
We wonder
into the line of fire.
We wonder where Scraby gets his fine level of behavior from. It's obviously family tradition.
Tradition, but it's a tradition like no other.
Yeah.
You like that, Chris?
Not really.
Softball.
They just had the Masters like last week anyway. It's a little too crazy for me. Softball last night. Scraby had a couple of hits, a couple of line drives. Thomas Andrews was the star of the show. After striking out in slow pitch softball three times last week.
Like some of the worst swings I've ever seen in my life.
Three times, Thomas went to the batting cages, and I guess they worked because he went 7-for-8 last night in
crazy.
Our doubleheader, and he was hitting line drives all over the ballpark, spraying them everywhere.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you got to give Thomas a little credit there, man. Bounce back performance. And his first time up, he hit a rope right through the pitcher's box, and that's an automatic out. That's the only way he made out the whole night.
Yeah.
So, Thomas, congratulations. But Scraby did not make the first game. We played a doubleheader last night. Game 2, first pitch, Scraby's playing first base. Right-hand hitter Tony pops it up. It's nighttime, so I know he didn't lose it in the sun.
Can of corn.
I mean, if I was pitching, if I would have walked over there and dropped the ball in his glove, it couldn't have landed any softer. And somehow it wiggled its way out of his glove onto his abdomen, and he juggled it around on his belly for a minute or two, and then lost it completely. And then he went into a tizzy. The kind of which only Scraby can do. And as usual, Tony, I had to say, can you go get the ball, please?
Yeah. So I drop the ball, and I forget that it's live.
You
and
go into freak out mode.
I know. I just go in. I think I said, oh, my God, that is embarrassing, as Chris is like, get the ball! As the ball just, like, sitting next to my
foot. I didn't want it to turn into a triple.
No, I know. It was bad. It was really embarrassing. I felt really bad because they ended up scoring – not one, not two, not three runs, but they ended up scoring 10 runs because of my dumb mistake that led off the game.
Yeah, 10 unearned runs in the inning, thanks
That's
to the
That's a lot of unearned
miscue.
Runs.
But we rallied and actually won the game, so give our guys some credit. We won 31-10.
Yeah.
They did not score the rest of the way.
Behind.
Oh, my goodness. We were crushing the ball. So nice job by everybody on our softball team last night. As we won a doubleheader, but especially Thomas Andrews. I mean, it's embarrassing to strike out once in softball. I don't know that I could ever show my face again if I struck out three times. And I can't imagine, even though he went to the cages, the kind of pressure he must have felt you know, just coming to bat last night and to 7 for 8.
Yeah.
That was impressive. I got to really hand it to Odd Thomas on that
one. He was so excited last night that we had just left the Sportsplex, and he called because he wanted to talk about it.
Sure,
I love it. I love it. I really do. I'm not trying to hate on him or anything like that. He was so excited. He texted me today, and he said, my body hurts as much as, you know, basically.
Well, he had to run a little bit.
He had the most total bases of anyone ever in pickup softball.
Well, I would think so.
League
about
softball.
8 hits, a couple doubles. I mean, it was a great night for Odd Thomas, so congratulations. But yes, your body definitely hurts when you get that many hits because you have to run.
You're running, yeah.
The last game, he struck out 3 times. All he had to do was walk back to the dugout, so he didn't have any sore muscles the following day. All right, there's our softball update, which nobody really needed, but
No,
anyway.
I think people are interested in the softball league about how I embarrass myself. But I got to say, Chris, he hit the ball really well last night. He hit one to the fence last night. He got robbed. The guy caught it. It was a good catch, but
I had a good night last night
you
as
did.
Well. We
you
all
did.
Did. I mean, we scored that many runs, so everybody was in the lineup contributing. It was a very good evening of softball, so we had fun, and say hi to all the guys out at the Poway Sports Complex. They're always very complimentary. Most of the guys on our team, on the opposing teams that know us or recognize us, and they're always complimentary of the show, so we appreciate that and give a shout out to everybody out there.
We need to get Tony out there.
Yeah, I'm sure they're waiting for me to show up.
they would love that.
It's not happening.
I would love that. We have seen a couple of former Padres in this league before.
Really?
Yes. Heath Bell played on one of the teams.
I'm sure you've seen Heath, and I'm sure you've seen Brett Tomko.
Brett Tomko is the other
one.
Yeah, both of them were on the same team.
It's kind of unfair.
They're both pitchers in Major League Baseball, so it's not like Heath Bell was coming in and throwing, you know,
95
sinkers.
Miles an hour.
But no, they're pretty good. They're pretty good, but everybody's pretty good. There's a lot of good players in that league, so shout out to everybody at the Poway Sports Complex. All right, we'll take a timeout, come back. We got our interview of the day and a little bit more Gwen and Chris. Easy does it over there. Oh, sorry.
This is as good as, I wish you brought that energy to Chris's fantabulous game show.
Oh, that's not very fair.
It's like Tommy Lee over there from Motley Crue.
I'm trying. This is like what I listen to when I come into work.
Are you done now?
Yes, I'm done. Sorry.
All right.
Is he kidding with that?
No, I'm not. I actually do listen to that music.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Thanks.
I'm happy.
Thanks.
Padres, of course, have the off day today. If you're wondering why you're still listening to Gwen and Chris at this point, Padres have off day, so you got the full 4-hour segment of our show today, and not segment, full 4-hour show.
Yeah.
From Chris and myself today. Hope you guys have enjoyed very much. Lakers in action. Just wanted to point this out. But up in Miami Beach, where most teams don't play well because, well, it's Miami. And
they party too much before the games? Is that your point?
That is what the idea is, that people go to Miami and they struggle because it's a good time other than playing basketball. So Lakers tied up right now in the third quarter. A couple things before we get to
By the way, have we heard anything about LeBron James or in terms of when he's coming back, or
we haven't, but he did drop an IG post today that was cryptic, but I got the message. Let me read it to you if we find out.
Tony knows.
He said it was cryptic, but
Tony uncrypted it.
Yeah, it says the weatherman says the weather is changing soon and it predicts a thunderstorm is coming.
Uh-huh.
Folks, prepare and take the proper caution. Measures to stay safe is what he said.
Wow.
And it's a picture of him and AD at the last road game they were on, clapping it up for their teammates. And I take that to mean they're getting closer, and this storm that he's referring to is called AD and LeBron.
Yeah, I would think that's correct.
He has a lot of time in his hands, doesn't he?
He does right now. He's not doing very much. All right, earlier today we caught up with head coach Mark Martinez for the San Diego State Aztec baseball team. We're going to play that for you. Before we do that, though, let's take a look at traffic. Mark Martinez. Mark, how are you doing today, man? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. That mentor, you're my mentor, man. Come on.
Knock it off. For those that don't know, every year I used to come home, for the most part, I think probably about 4 or 5 years into my career, I used to come home, and Mark was one of my sounding boards. I'd bounce off all kinds of things off of him, and he'd listen, give me some feedback, and I'd put it to work. So I owe him a great deal of thank yous for helping me out throughout the years. But, Mark, I want to talk about your squad, man. You guys are coming off a sweep of New Mexico. You guys have swung the bats well all season. Just tell us a little bit about the squad and what has made this team go this year.
Well, first and foremost, I got to say you made me better by having those discussions. And it did get to a point where you would come out and hit, and I'd be like kind of waiting for you as you were getting done. Like, hey, you know, I'm ready for my talk now. Let's go. And we'd go find some place and hold up, and we would talk about hitting, base running, and all the stuff that you and I talked about. Obviously, we put the work in our program, and so I can't thank you enough for that. But our club right now, yeah, we're swinging a bat. You know, I think we felt like we're going to have a really good offensive team going into this year. And, but you don't know what to expect because, you know, a lot of these guys just didn't play, you know, for almost, you know, 11 months. And yet you kind of think, oh man, you know, the pitching is going to be ahead of the hitting. And really kind of the reverse happened is that, you know, our guys kind of got in there the first weekend and, you know, got some challenge fastballs and they were firm and we handled them. And kind of from that point forward, that kind of developed some confidence. And, you know, we're swinging the bats pretty well, and we're very tough out. Our guys don't strike out very much. They're, you know, vicious at bats, 1 through 9. And so I'm probably more proud about that than anything. Our guys are just a really difficult at bat every time up. And obviously the proof's in the pudding. We're leading the country in hitting right now as far as batting average and like third in the country in runs scored per game. And so it's been a lot of fun to watch. But last part of that is that we're, you know, our lineup is littered with, you know, experienced guys that have done this before. And so having that experience in our lineup is just kind of turbocharged our offense for sure.
Mark Martinez is with us. I thought you were going to talk about some of the games I broadcast over the years, Mark, and that you used to go home and listen to the broadcast after the games, and you really learned a lot about baseball. But no, you give Tony all the credit. It's okay. I understand. Hey,
well, Chris, you know what? I do not have a future in that game. I'll leave that up to you.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I'm good there. I couldn't do that stuff.
We're doing our thing. Hey, you know, I think one of the last times we talked to you was honestly about a year ago when the whole thing kind of blew up and the COVID hit, and you had to go in and tell your guys, hey, we're not going to have a season, and I don't think anybody knew really where it was going to all go from there. Just kind of give us a Reader's Digest version in terms of how many guys were able to hang around and how you kept this whole program together during this whole pandemic.
Well, you know, first and foremost is, you know, we had 3 guys that were seniors last year. And, of course, you know, how heart-wrenching that was to deliver a message of, hey, you know, you're not playing anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just such a, you know, it's like, you know, run into a brick wall. And then about 3 weeks later, NCAA makes a decision that, you know, everyone gets their year back. And all 3 of our guys, I called them right away and I said, you guys want to continue playing? Of course. They're like, yes. And so for me, that was kind of the big win to start. You know, can they have these 3 super seniors that are making a difference in our lineup every single day? Mike Jarvis, Jacob Cruz, and Ryan Orr. You know, they're all ready to graduate or have already graduated in grad school now. And but that was a huge win for us, just to have those guys that have been through, you know, the rigors of a Division I baseball season and a fall and all that stuff. And so we leaned very heavily on them from that time, you know, last March all the way through, you know, up until we started playing this year. And they've responded unbelievably. They are the heart and soul of our program. And that's one of the reasons I think our offense is good, because they don't get too hung up on failure and, you know, their last at bat, and they're talking that with the entire team. And so it's been a lot of fun to watch. It's been difficult through the, you know, the protocols during the fall and kind of falling in line, doing those things. Our guys are used to it now. It's kind of an everyday thing. normalcy for us, and now we're getting a chance to kind of actually play baseball and not worry about, you know, am I 6 feet away from somebody and that kind of stuff. That's just natural now. And so it's been up to this point, it's been a lot of fun to watch, and hopefully the ride continues this weekend against Nevada Reno.
Mark Martinez, Aztec head coach, Aztec baseball head coach, joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Mark, talk a little bit about – I want to talk about a couple individuals. Jaden Fain, mm-hmm. Matt Rudick. I mean, Matt, I remember because he's been doing this for pretty much since he's been on the stage here swinging a bat. But Jaden Fain has been phenomenal all year long. I think he's won the Mountain West Conference Player of the Week, what, twice now? Am I missing one?
Three times.
Three times. I knew I might have been missing one. Just talk about how well – he's played. I mean, he's 473, got an OPS of over 1,000, and they're both approaching 100 at-bats here. They've been juggernauts for your lineup.
Well, yeah, and again, Jaden, it was funny because I think one of the things that hurt him the most was – sorry about that.
Sorry.
One of the things that hurt him was the time off. And yeah. And so the fall was kind of a struggle. I mean, he's a big cat. You know, he's 6'4", 210 pounds. And, you know, a lot of times with those bigger guys, they kind of – that barrel needs to be moving, you know, consistently, and especially receiving data, live pitching. And wasn't getting a lot of that, right? And so even this fall, as we started in our inner squads, there were struggles there. But, again, he did a great job of kind of getting in the garage, kind of cleaning up his approach and his mechanics, and – kind of fell in love with kind of a almost, I'm not saying he's in, but kind of similar to an Albert Pujols type stance. Not a whole lot of movement going on there. Simplified everything. And what it's translated into is that he's a tough out, you know, and he's also learning kind of how to manage his at bats and picking his spots when he looks in and those kinds of things. And it's been really fun to watch. And he's really a difficult out, but Matt Rudick, he hits on our two-hole for us. And when he's a freshman, I had mentioned in a press conference, I said, you know, Tony Gwynn, Coach Gwynn would just, you know, love this kid because it's his style of hitting. And I kind of said, well, he's kind of like he's a little Tony, and now kind of his nickname is Little Tony. and so that's kind of what they
– No pressure, you know, there, no pressure.
Yeah, no, zero pressure. But, you know, I think it rings true right now is that I'm probably, you know, cursing him right now, but he's only struck out twice this year in over 90 at-bats. And, again, he's just, you know, he's a tough out, and he wears out that 5.5 hole just like your dad. And you know, and he's also shown a little power potential, and he's playing a phenomenal center field for us. And I think that was a huge adjustment for our whole program. We brought in a shortstop, Carson Matthews, this fall, and he blew out his ACL. And we moved Mike Jarvis into shortstop. He's a natural infielder playing center field. But the win was that Mike's kind of playing a more natural position for him. And Matt's playing a more natural position for him in center field. He's playing right field for us last year. And I think that also kind of lends itself to confidence and being comfortable, you know, within your own skin playing a game. And you know, both those guys have responded well. But, you know, Jaden Fine, Matt Rudick, they're a lot of fun to kind of watch. We don't mess with them too much. We don't want to get in their way and kind of just kind of sit back and enjoy what they're doing. And I think the rest of the lineup is benefiting from having those guys in the lineup, and then the guys around them are kind of raising their game, and it's making it even more difficult for a pitching staff to kind of manage our lineup 1-9.
Yeah, Jaden Fain's putting together like softball numbers. I mean, he's hitting .473. Really, he's got 8 three-hit games already this year in 22 tries, so unbelievable. 16-6 is the record. Mark Martinez is Aztecs in first place in the Mountain West Conference, and I know that because of the COVID, there's no tournament this year, no postseason tournament for the conference, so you guys got to win the regular season, and I know you have a lead right now. You don't want to look ahead, but I'm going to ask you to a little bit, because I know that one thing that you have been preaching for as long as you've been there is winning a regional and taking that next step. If you guys get that opportunity, it's obvious you got the hitting. Do you have the pitching? Do you feel confident that you can get through a regional if things go your way?
Yeah, I love that question. You know, and again, I felt like in the fall, again, that was one of our strong suits. And, And, you know, we got out of the gate not so good, you know, on the mound. And we, you know, especially, you know, kind of turning the ball over to our bullpen, we were scuffing a little bit. And again, and not using an excuse, but the last time any of these guys had seen live hitters, you know, throwing to live hitters was last March. And so all of a sudden, you know, you put somebody else in the other dugout, you got 30-some scouts here to watch us, because I think we were one of the only games we were playing at that time. And now the red line started to happen. Our guys started trying too hard. And so about 3 weeks ago, Coach Braza just basically said, you know what, we're starting over. We're going to reboot, and we're going to start over. And we kind of tweaked what we're doing in our bullpens, kind of tweaked what we're doing during games, how we're, you know, attacking hitters. And really since that time, our walk numbers have been cut down by 2/3, and our bullpen's performing better as we're moving forward. And so, yes, I think if we continue to improve and we can really shore up the bullpen, I think we, you know, I like our chances that in any regional, especially when you have Mike Paredes and Troy Melton and Ricky Tibbetts kind of, you know, toeing the rubber to start games. I think those guys are really, really good. I think the bullpen is kind of the magic piece of it to kind of continue to improve on throughout the season. Hopefully when we get to that point, we'll have it, you know, slightly figured out so we can go win a regional.
Well, listen, I can't let you out here without showing some pitchers some love, right? I mean, you mentioned the three starters. They all have ERAs below 4 in college. That's pretty solid. And you mentioned the bullpen. They seem to be kind of finding their stride here. I mean, you look at guys like Trey Brown. I mean, you're looking at the batting average against. That's what I'm looking at, because that's usually an indication of soft contact. He has a 167. I mean, you guys are right now put in a good position to legitimately make a run late into postseason play here.
Yeah, and I agree with you. You know, and it's guys like, you know, him, and you know, we actually got one of our infielders, Cole Carrick, is just now starting to throw for us. He's got electric stuff. You know, you got young kids like Kalena Sauer and Nate Hansen, and those guys are starting to get more times out on the mound, and they've got electric stuff, and so. As long as we continue to improve, you know, and you can hand the ball in the ninth inning to Trey Brown and have him close games, you know, I think that bridge time is still a work in progress, you know, that sixth, seventh, eighth inning, and we're seeing glimmers of some great stuff. And so, you know, we continue to grow in those areas. I think we can make a run. But, again, I think the front end's really good. The middle's still kind of work in progress. And then, heck, you give the ball to a guy that's, you know, batting average against 167, I like our chances. And so if we have to extend him out to an eighth and ninth inning save, we're going to do that as we move forward, especially now that we're past the halfway point or close to the halfway point of the season. So I'm excited where we are right now. We still have a lot of meat on the bone. We're going to start the second, you know, turn through the conference here next week when we go against Fresno. And so we'll kind of see how we're sitting at that point, and hopefully we can kind of start pushing the gas towards the end of the season.
Much like I'm telling Padre fans, there's still time to iron out some of these kinks. You're talking about bridging that gap from, you know, the starter to the closer. There's time to figure it out. Mark, as always, appreciate you coming on, and please give the boys my best. We'll have you on again here as we get towards the end of the season.
Good luck, Mark.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me, and go Aztecs.
Got it.
That was Aztecs head baseball coach Mark Martinez on the Premium Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan line. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new road.
Very cool. Yes, indeed.
My guy, Mark Martinez, head coach of the San Diego State Aztec men's baseball team. I enjoy Mark a lot, as you guys could tell.
It's one of my bucket list things, honestly. And as a fan, as a rooter, and of course somebody played in the program, but I really would like to see them get a regional once and get to a College World Series. I mean, honestly, worst teams, worst programs have made it to the College World Series. You know, caught lightning for a couple of weeks and got hot and got to the College World Series. San Diego State's too good of a baseball program to have never gotten there, and I'd love to see it happen someday. Speaking of San Diego State, Malachi Flynn had 9 points tonight in his start for the Toronto Raptors. That's
indeed.
It. That's all I got.
We got Emilio Pagan tomorrow.
That's all we got. Yes, we do have Emilio on tomorrow. One of the many hot starters for – not hot starters, hot relievers, I should say, for the Padres. We got to roll. We'll see you tomorrow, Friday. Padres back in action in Texas. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.